trees of green, red roses too.
The Waukesha's back, and I want to say quick hello to my former constituents and good friends and neighbors, the Hederas, Bob and Sandy. Thanks for stopping by, you guys. We're going to have you on the show sometime. Does that sound good? Hey, so before we introduce our next guest, I want to remind everybody that Morning Cannolis follows this week in Waukesha with retired U.S. Attorney James Santel. Happens to be one of Johnny's favorite shows after this week in Waukesha. So
who doesn't need good legal advice, right?
Exactly. Stick around and free. So stick around for James Santel. So, but speaking of great legal advice, I am proud to have back. Become a good friend. This is his fourth time on the show. He is the candidate for U.S. Senate that just does not get enough love from our media, from other forces, has been shunned from the debates, and the people of Wisconsin need to hear more about his story. Pete Pekarsky, welcome back.
Honor and a privilege to be here. Great
sounds
to be
great.
Here.
Fixer,
good to see you, Pete.
There you go.
Great to be.
Yeah.
Coming through okay?
This
yep, sound good now, man.
Okay. So terrific. So, we're going to talk about today. You called last night, and I think I completely forgot. No, I think we talked about the integrity of our elections and
right.
what you're going to do to help safeguard that if you're elected
right.
to the U.S. Senate. So,
yeah, sure. There are a lot of things that have to be done. Keeping track of what's going on. We're doing it now for the upcoming election. We did it in 2020 for the presidential election and for the two elections in Georgia. Protected those elections, got Senators Warnock and Senator Ossoff in.
Sure.
We've got the notices on for the information we need to all the counties in the state of Wisconsin right now,
yeah, good.
As we did before the November 2020 election.
Sure.
But what has to happen following the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Mathematics and Medicine report in 2018, we've got to realize that there are software issues with these machines,
yeah.
and something has got to be done to bring the whole system under control. So everybody votes, and all those votes get counted exactly as cast.
Love it. And sounds good. Yeah, works for me. I got a question for you, Pete, that I didn't prep you for, but in my time, I used to be an intern in the U.S. Congress, and there was once, it still might be there, a Northeast-Midwest coalition supported by a Northeast-Midwest Institute, and it was a collection, a bipartisan coalition of legislators, Congress and Senate, from the Northeast and Midwest, and a study was done by the Institute revealing that our region accounts for X percentage of the revenues for the federal government, but what we get back goes to the Sun Belt regions. And they made a big stink about this in the 90s, and I would believe that it's still true. So, you know, what are you going to do for us in Washington that's going to really promote economic development and natural resources, all the wonderful things we have in Wisconsin and in the Great Lakes region that should command more federal resources?
Advocating both in the Appropriations Committee and the appropriations process, in the authorization process, to get the funds we need in Wisconsin, all over the state. I mean, you mentioned the national security background, and as somebody with that background, I realize that national security begins with safe streets and economic opportunity in every zip code in Wisconsin. And that's what I'm trying to do in the United States Senate. We've got to put together coalitions. If we need the votes from New England, get them. And get the votes in the House and the Senate to get funds flowing in here the way they should be.
Yeah.
You're right. There are a lot of people who complain
sure.
about the federal government, and they end up with a disproportionate share of the money
yeah.
in the Sun Belt.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, and I think part of the uphill battle for you, too, is just this, and every other candidate, is this disinformation that's going on. How does a very well-educated, very bright individual like yourself try to break down those barriers? And when you're pressing the flesh and you're meeting the constituents out in the street,
at
their homes?
I just try and explain the facts. I mean, just try and explain the truth. Here are the facts. You know, here are the acknowledged facts.
Well, what about those alternative facts? How do we fight that?
The other word for them, I guess, without using an L word, the other word for them is misrepresentations, or maybe malicious. Oh, that was an L in there. Anyway, malicious misrepresentations.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. They're misleading people.
Sure.
The newspapers in general in this country, the journalists in this country, and do whatever they can to report
yeah.
the facts.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make a mistake, but they correct
sure.
it.
Sure.
They're doing what we can.
Yeah.
The scientists all over this country are doing whatever they can to come up with accurate information for the American people. You got to watch out sometimes about the funding for some of the research.
You got to question the funding. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
right. But,
yep.
but if the funding is legitimate,
yeah.
generally, you know, that research comes up
right.
with facts,
yep.
and people... you know, it's fact-based. And if you don't operate that way, sooner or later, problems arise.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go on for
sure.
a long time thinking, okay, believing in these hoaxes or believing things
sure.
that aren't true.
Yeah.
And eventually, you get smacked in the face.
Yeah.
So I just try and lay out the facts for people.
So.
And as far as I'm concerned, I agree with Tom Cruise. The people can handle the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good statement.
That's a great statement. Yeah. Well said. So, but, you know, I was just going to say, and I just, I lost my thought there for a second.
We were on the hoaxes.
One big hoax is the fact that you've been shunned from a couple of these debates. And it's if I remember correctly, it's based on, like, the Marquette polls, which were really accurate in 2016, as we all know, that, you know, they had Hillary winning and Feingold winning. So what have you done to address that? I know we're pleased to have you on the show, and I hope that helps. Well, what are some of the other tactics you've done to try to offset, you know, obviously, you know, some big shuns like that.
Yeah, setting up to be on television, talking to the executives of the corporations involved who gave corporate donations of $120,000 apiece to each of the five people on the debate stage last week. One of those people was on the debate stage because he had 5,000 donations, not necessarily from the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I talked to the station. I said, look, you got an ethics code. It's right on your website. But this does not comport with it. You talk to the president and CEO of the corporate owner, or tried to get a hold of him and said,
Sure.
You guys say right here to your shareholders in the Securities and Exchange Commission, you're operating a business honestly, but this doesn't cut it.
Yeah, so what gives?
Right, precisely so what gives.
And what was their response?
He didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
His chief legal ethics officer, with whom we had spoken, chief ethics officer, number two legal guy at the company, said, called back and said, we're not talking to you again. You know, so this was not straightforward.
Yeah.
So all you can do is keep on pointing it out and point out another thing. One of the people not on that stage was somebody who defended you and Johnny and everybody else in this country, put his life on the line every day for 29 years in the uniform of the United States Army and in combat earned a Bronze Star.
Sure.
And that was one of the people kept off the stage for bogus reasons last Sunday. That's not me. That's Daryl Williams. Shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Travesty.
That is. Yeah. That's darn. So.
And the other thing I can point out is that all the people on that ballot have been certified by the state of Wisconsin to have at least 2,000 supporters. That Marquette poll, and they're all investigated, verified. That Marquette poll found another, like, 26 people for one person and 33 for another, and all of us have way over 2,000, and said, okay, we're going to throw them on the stage. When that Marquette poll happened, looking at that margin of error, if you use it the way some people use it, six people tied in third place, two of them made it to the stage. This is making no sense. And the station has the station and their executives and their reporters and editors have no reasonable explanation for what happened, as far as I'm concerned.
That's unfortunate. And disappointing, too, knowing a lot of the local businesses that sponsor those stations, as well as the people that get the news, you know, and deserve better. And so are you doing anything on social media, maybe?
We are. Yeah. We've got the ad up on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's on my website. We're sending it around to people, email lists and things.
Sure.
Take a look at the website, PekarskiForWisconsin.com.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
There's an About tab. Just click on it. It'll drop down. It'll say, watch the TV ad here. Just click the button, watch the ad.
Sounds great.
And please send it to all your friends. Every email address you have, just send it to them. Put it on every website that you hit, Facebook, Twitter, all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Yeah.
Johnny, give Pete a question.
You know, Pete, last time we talked, we were off air and we were spending a little time here. And I just would like you to kind of share with our listeners some of your thoughts on the Second Amendment. And you specifically mentioned something about a well-armed militia and where some of these, let's call them incidents, happen with the AR-15s and some of these high-powered military firearms. Can you speak to that a little bit and share with our listeners what you told me last time?
Yeah, I think what I said was that the text of the Second Amendment says... You can check check it yourself, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state,
yep,
the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right on.
And the concern at that time was that the federal government was going to march in and take over the states. That's no longer a concern. And every time I read about somebody going off and murdering 20 children in school who just came there to study all day long, I always look in the newspaper. Okay, where? And they got big, long articles about this. I said, okay, to what well-regulated militia did this person belong? And the answer is none.
All right. Right.
And
so there it is.
There are plenty of responsible gun owners in this country,
yep,
who will and should keep, right, precisely, who will and should hold on to their guns. They've been taught since infancy almost,
yep, yeah,
how to handle guns and how to be safe with them. But there are controls which can be put in place, letting the responsible gun owners hold on to their guns and cutting down the slaughter
kind of how we doing
on in our schools and on our streets. Ron Johnson hasn't lifted a finger anything about this.
Sure.
He's taken $1.25 million from the National Rifle Association.
Yeah.
I'm here to replace him and get something done about this in accord with the Second Amendment and recognizing we got responsible gun owners.
Pete, in the time we have left, give us one big reason why the people of Wisconsin should take a chance on Pete Pekarsky and send Ron Johnson home.
Because due to my education and experience, I am seriously qualified to shred Ron Johnson's policies during the campaign on and off the debate stage and to represent all of the people of Wisconsin on the many critical and complicated technical and legal issues we face at home, in cyberspace, national security, and foreign affairs.
Sounds great. Pete Pekarsky, thank you. And thank you to all the candidates who joined us today. Thanks for joining us on This Week in Waukesha. Morning Cannolis is next with James Centel, Johnny Waterman, Matt Watermelon, Connor, thank you. And remember, everybody, safety is everyone's responsibility. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks very much.